Hello and welcome to Just a Voice, where we talk about everything, anything that involves being a Nigerian youth. Omo, this intro, Seth, you get as it be for me now. Anyways, my name is Valentine. If you're just joining us, thank you very much. For those of you that have been here, welcome once again. Today, we are going to be talking about NFTs. Well, not in the classic normal way, but I'm bringing up a guest and she will be telling us about her journey, her experiences, and be giving us some advices on how to get into NFTs. So you all sit back, relax, and join in and share to your friends before we start.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to Just a Voice. Hear me, see.
Thank you.
You're my first guest, though. You know, Abby. How you doing now?
I'm fine.
Introduce yourself to us.
Okay. My name is Yemisi, and I am a lady.
Women in tech.
I am an NFT DJ. I don't want to say collector, because collector is highly subjective. And I am a Texas, but I'm not going to go more into that, since we are this. Since this talk is basically more about crypto.
Okay. Welcome, EMC. I'd like to ask, when did you get into crypto?
Okay. My journey into crypto is actually a very interesting one. I think it's as far back as 2017, but
wow.
When I was still in school, so there was a certain period that I was super broke, you know, normal school level now.
So
I just went on the internet and I searched, okay, what are the online things I can do online to make quick bucks? So that was how I came across a particular app. The name of the app is MicroWork. I still have access to the app. I think the team are no longer doing much on that product, but the app is still up on Play Store. So basically what the app does is they bring up certain tasks per week. It's picture tasks, actually. They ask you to snap certain things and upload. They may ask you to snap dresses, drinks,
buildings,
different. It's just like they are using it to train AI. AI was not much of a big deal then. So
yeah.
I think they were like a startup then. So then they will give you the way it works, once you upload the pictures, you are going to get a certain fraction of Ethereum as a reward. So basically, Ethereum is like the first crypto I ever hold in my life. And that was how I made it. Then they used to give like per picture that they approved, they give like 0.001 Ethereum or something that is not even up to $1 or anything. Then I think recently I saw when I checked that app recently, I saw that I actually uploaded more than 1K pictures then that year, but just 298 was approved, and I got total of Ethereum worth $20 then. So just imagine, though, the worth of that $20 Ethereum now is more than that that we are. Then after that, then I did not really, at the end of the day, I did not really use the money for anything, because then I had to create blockchain.com wallet. That's the wallet I always receive that Ethereum in. So I think in 2018 or 20, maybe it's 2018, then the second crypto I hold after Ethereum was Stellar, XLM.
Yeah. The
blockchain.com did an airdrop of XLM in 2018 when XLM just came out. So they did the airdrop for every blockchain.com users. All you have to do is just do the second level authentication. Just like how Binance asks us to like verify. So they asked us to verify our address and identity, and they airdropped 224 XLM to my wallet then, because I did not really understand what was happening. I just like, I'm still holding that XLM. I tweeted about it last 2 weeks. So I did not really, and because then, you know, student life, I was into some other also. So I did not really take time to like research and see, okay, what's really happening in this ecosystem. So I was just like, okay, just, but when I started, like, I decided to like start crypto for real, okay, I'm ready. That was in 2020. So that was when I started crypto for real, and roller coaster since then. Very interesting journey, ups and downs, downs and up. That's my journey so far. As time goes on in this talk, I will share in depth in the whole this thing. But that's just basically how I started my crypto journey.
Don't worry, we're going to still talk about the details later. So, about NFTs, how did you start NFTs?
Okay, NFTs. I started my NFT journey in late August last year, 2021. Okay, there's no hour we talk about NFT neither. I will not talk about certain part of my crypto journey. Because throughout last year, I was actually into more of airdrops hunting.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was hunting more of airdrops, like any small, go for all for airdrops, do testnets, do DEXs, all those things. Early, then you get reward at the end of the day. So I think in early August, why we were, you know, airdrops is basically getting free stuff. So why we were, all me and my guys, why we were hunting for airdrops, we came across a project on the Solana ecosystem.
Okay.
It's an NFT. So they were planning to do a free mint. And you know, we were airdrop hunters. Anything free, we go for it, regardless of whatever it is. So it was a 10K supply. I think that was actually my first NFT. So then there's nothing like whitelist or whatever. Everybody is public. Fastest finger. Then it was, there's no too much button then too. So just basically fastest finger. You just need fast internet and your fast speed. So that day, I used my phone to mint. It was Phantom Wallet. They just made Phantom Wallet then. So when the whole supply was sold out, I checked. I think maybe I did not check well, or my Phantom did not load on time. So I just know that I did not see the NFT that particular day it minted. So I just felt okay. Maybe I was not fast enough, because the stuff actually went pretty fast. It sold out fast. So that was in late August. Then in early September, something crazy happened to me. You know, I said I started my journey fully in 2020.
Yeah.
So all the money that I've made since I started in 2020 up until first week of September, I lost all of them. I have two wallets that I always save my main thing on. My, like, just in case of situations like that, I splitted my portfolio into different places. But I don't know how, maybe it was a malware or whatever, to your data, I don't know how it happened, but I just know that all those wallets, all of them got compromised and all of them was wiped.
Jesus.
The smallest unit, everything that I've worked for since 2020. So after I cried for 3 days, I just said, okay, I cannot keep crying. Time to go back and start whatever way I have to start. So while trying to, like, I think I formatted my PC then. Before I formatted my phone, I was trying to, like, check through all the wallets that are logged on my browser. To see if I will see certain things, maybe crumbs, and just compile those crumbs together and use it to start all over
again. Yeah.
So that was how the burner wallet that I used to mint that NFT project. That was how I got there, and I found that I actually minted that NFT on that particular day.
Okay.
And also, it's also a rare one.
Wow.
So at the end of the day, I moved the NFT to a new wallet. Then I sold it for 4 sol. So that's basically a
NFT journey started.
Then
what was the name of the project?
The name is Snake. It's a snake. This is Snake.
Oh.
If you check Magic, then you will see it's a pixel art. Then it was pixel art that were running.
Yeah, I remember last year.
So then, because most of the groups I was in, most of them are just airdrops groups, I made research and found out about a particular WhatsApp group that they talk just about NFTs, and I reached out to their admin and asked that he had me, and I joined the group. Then I started my NFT journey proper. But unfortunately, after that snake, like the first 4 or 6 or 5 projects I minted, all of them did not do well. And then, you know, I was still more of a newbie in the NFT space then.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's nothing like a DAO, Alpha Group, whatever. If you want to belong to any DAO, you have to hold all those big projects, SMB, So, and you know how much those ones worth then when Solana was like $250. So it was super tough then. And being someone new, there's nothing like anybody is tweeting about. Like anybody you do. Like now, some of us, we talk about NFTs, we share our experience. We even reach out to projects for whitelist. There was nothing like that then. You just have to sort
yourself out.
Yes, you search by yourself, do everything by yourself. So it was very, very tough. I remember I was supposed to meet a project called MeCat. You should know the project.
Yeah, I know MeCat.
I think I did not even have liquidity for the project. It minted for 1.5. So I had to like reach out to my friends in those airdrop groups and tell them, guys, this project, to be like say get IPO, we must mint it. I sure did find Barra from here and there and gathered that 1.5 ready for mint. I was already in front of my PC. Then few minutes to the mint, that was how that I said I joined. That was how I just let me even see what they are talking about too, about this project too. That was that like 2 minutes before the mint we go live. I just saw that they are funding the project and I got distracted. It's not like I was not going to meet them, but I just got distracted for a few minutes. By the time I returned back to my PC, Mika already said 3K supply remaining out of 5K or something. And I clicked mint immediately, but sold out.
Sold out.
The interesting thing is, if I was not distracted, I would have minted.
Yeah.
Because those that were even forwarding in that group, they minted. Those that could not mint, they had enough liquidity to jump into the
market second
before it ran up. But me, that I did fan barra for mint fee, there's no way. And that would have been my first Solana Lambo because it went as high as 40 so, the floor price.
Yeah.
And if you guess where we're selling for 140, 200 and so on. So that's that. Then so I think last year, my major issue last year was liquidity. You know, there's nothing like whitelist collabo or selling of whitelist tokens.
Yeah,
there's no too much click. Now you have click. If let's say, okay, it's even very, very worse for you, you don't have liquidity. There's no how that those in your click will not come through for you. Say, let's meet this thing. But then most of us we're basically doing it by ourselves. But the funny thing is, I had access to more alphas last year, but liquidity missed most of it. If I always tell people that if I minted just 50% of the projects that I got the alphas last year, I know where I'm supposed to be right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Because there was this international DAO that it was a free DAO actually. Then I luckily sneaked in, I think around early October.
Okay.
And their founder is actually a SMB holder. And you know, then SMB people, they are like the OGs.
Yeah.
So anything they mention, any project they talk about, you know, the project is blowing up and like. So the founder is old SMB. Then the founder also added a couple of people that owned DAA. They are sure big people on that server then. And that server then was like less than, the server is currently 40K members. Then it was less than 3K members. It was more like an exclusive server then, but I somehow sneaked in that time. And because I was very, very active then, I was not kicked or anything. I was always, even though I didn't have anything, but I was always contributing. They knew me then. So I was getting alphas, like mad alphas. But either I didn't have liquidity or the ones that I was able to get this thing for, I will miss out on them. So like it was, but at the end of the day, I showed you that I learned, and the experiences are what I'm actually using now, what I'm using to guide my own people that just got into the space this year. So at the end of the day, it's not too much of a waste. There's so many regrets, but then since one is still alive, you have the opportunity to fix whatever, how do I put it, like do better, you get.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Okay. Mad. Yeah, your journey tied to Homo. But that's actually the major issue most people face now. Compared to then, it's not as bad because like now people can collaborate, people can sell whitelist on FFF. They can like there are so many opportunities to sell. But those that stayed like last year, like the real struggle was actually last year.
One of my guys that is under my this thing that I'm putting on right now.
Okay.
The first project he minted, like the first five projects, I'm not sure if he has minted up to five projects, but the first four projects that he minted, none of them flopped. None of them flopped. There was even one that I was the one that told him about the project, but I did not even have whitelist. But he got the whitelist and minted. The only project so far that since he started his journey that looks like it flopped, even though it not really flopped, was the one that minted yesterday. That was the club.
The club, wow.
Yeah.
But actually, speaking about the club, I really don't understand. I think the problem is that the people in the club are expecting it to pull off like
Exactly. They were expecting too much, forgetting the market. There's so many uncertainties in the market right now. So that is like most people that I introduced to this space. My own first five projects, aside that free mint, they were absolutely bullshit.
Rubbish.
I did not have anybody to tell me, okay, this project, oh, you can mint this one. Save your liquidity or do that. Like I was telling the guy, he was like mad yesterday because of that the club issue. I said, it's not your fault, it's because it's your first time now. You have been flipping without stress all this while. So this one
he spoiled, like, he doesn't know about it.
The first, like, imagine this same person also minted OKBS. Just imagine that kind of person. Like so that's how it is. But then, as they used to say, some certain people just have to be the pioneers. They are the ones that have to go through the whole rough this thing for the income.
Yeah.
So it's normal.
Because like Uji is right now, like, even though I don't understand why people are not following him, but Adev Sabisha, thank God, say I find you early. So like as an Uji that you are now. You have the as an enthusiast that you are now, a DJ, an original DJ, you have more experience and like you know what you look out for when you feel like a project is going to do well. There are some projects right now that if you mention nobody has heard of it, like Trippy Nips, Bubble Goose, maybe Grace Goods. Now those are like the top three trending at this point. So like. Let me ask you, if you find a new project, aside the art and the number is low, like less than 1K, what's the first thing you tend to look out for? Because most times you can't get into this project's GC or anything.
Now, it is very, very tricky now.
Exactly.
Let me use an example. Last year, do you know Baby Ape Social Club?
Yeah. No Baby Ape Social Club.
I joined Baby Ape server at less than 100 members. So I got OG.
Wow.
Like, the server was literally dead up until midday. It was literally dead. But the Baby Ape is one of those projects I actually messed up. I slept off. It's not that I decided to sleep off, but I've been so I was literally in front of my PC and I dozed off during the mint. Before I wake up, it already minted out. But then I was still feeling sleepy. I think the mint fee was 0.86. Then when I woke up and said, this thing don't mint out. I saw it at 0.8. I was like, is even expected. This project no get before now. So you go dump more. Me, I sleep small. Before I wake up, three soul. Before I will say Jack, it don't run up. Like something that I had OG for. Like I suffer with them in that server. I suffer with the team. We will do law. We will do all those things.
Oh guys, sorry for the rug. I think network. I know network is what's messing it up. I'll try and get her back up, and we'll continue from there. Apologies for the rug, y'all. Stay tuned. All right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Network just rogues. So you were saying about like the new way of identifying a can-do project.
Okay. Like I said, now it is actually some. Let me use Great Growth as an example. When Great Growth just first came out, some of us saw it and we're like, waiting be this now. I beg, this one are nonsense. That was how it blew up right in front of our face. Like, we still talk about this thing, like, yesterday, like,
hello, Yemi.
network the rug. Waiting be this. Hello. Hello. Yeah, Missy.
Hello.
Yeah, can you? I couldn't hear you before. Like,
what? Where last did you? What did you hear last?
Last night, heard you mention was that you and your guys were still talking about the blow up, and you just like the network rogued.
Did you? I talked about Great Goats. Did you?
Yeah, I remember hearing about Great Goats. You were like, the way Great Goats blew up is still what you guys were discussing about yesterday. That's where you stopped at.
So I was talking about Trippie Apes too. Like, Trippie Apes then, everybody was like, Omo, Ape Meta, don't die. It won't do well. Now, Trippie Apes is like almost 300k without even just imagine. So it is very, very hard now to like just predict. So most times, some of the indicator is it is two ways to it. If you find a project early, very, very early, you cannot decide if the OGs we be onto it already or not. You cannot decide because then you know you found it early. So the influencers that you look up to, they might not be on the project yet. So in that case, some of the things you might look out for is the art. And if you have studied Solana very well, Solana has certain taste in some art. They might DJ once in a while with shitty art actually. But if you have noticed that they have certain taste, they have certain kind of art taste.
Yeah, good art in Solana tends to do very, very.
Yeah, so that's it. So just the art, and let's say if their style of marketing, if they are not doing too much of engagement farming.
Yeah,
you look out for that too. Then, if it's a team that they are very serious, there's possibility that they will have a website already, so you can just go through the website and see what they have ready and all those things. But if it's a case that it is actually still early, but not very early, there's already some OGs that are already following the project. If they are the OGs you look out for, then you should know that you look up to, then you should know that you should not fail that kind of player. Just like another example is Just Apes. No, if you notice, Just Apes is beginning to blow up.
We saw Just Apes
like 500 followers. Like that was like last week.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Felt like this art is actually me or something.
Yeah.
So then we got to realize that Frank is following them. Then we also found out that their founder is a chimpanzee founder. He's the founder of chimpanzees.
Man.
You know, in that kind of situation, regardless of the art or the supply, that influence that they have is going to drive the project.
Yeah.
So you do not fail that kind of signal too.
Okay.
So that's why the uncertainty is just all those kind of things. It should be something you should look at.
All right. Now, thank you very, very much for that. That piece of information is very, very, very important. Influencer art, and if they are serious, their websites. So you guys should just keep in mind. Okay. Let me ask. Besides the ones you've mentioned now, like Great Goose, Tripping Apes, Just Ape, and obviously Bubble Goose, what other projects has piqued your interest of recently?
See, let me be honest with you. It's not about interest right now.
Hey Joe, this is not financial advice. It's just interest. This is for entertainment. Let me see, please continue.
It's not about interest. See, any project you see now, just collect the whitelist. See, if I have knew that great goat, that great goat is going to blow up like this, like it was very, very easy to get the whitelist last week.
Yeah.
Very easy. So now, any project, once you are early, forget it. Once you see that, okay, you know, some project, they might insist that, okay, just Twitter giveaways from them or close Discord, and if you enter the Discord, you start entering all those giveaways. Once their whitelist is easy to get, see, get it first and think about what is interesting or not later. That's just the fact.
Hope you guys have heard.
So for now, interested in, I don't have the whitelist, so it's not about interest. I'm interested in TPS. I don't have the whitelist. I'm interested in Bumble Group. I don't have the whitelist. I'm interested in Grape Group. I do not have the whitelist. So it's not about interest.
Yeah, I'm serious.
But most people will not believe. There was a guy that tweeted out today and tagged me and some others. He's listed stripping names, Bubble Goose, Stranded Playground, and all those BB.
Yeah, projects. Those ones.
And he was like, we should give him spot. Give him spot. Like, are the project owners my family member? All of us that you tag there, we did not have the whitelist.
Oh, more.
But most people think that because you be one person for this space now, you go just enter DM of projects. Oh yeah, baby, give me one. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
The giveaway of Camo Chameleon that I did, is it yesterday or 2 days ago? I found those guys at 1K or 2K followers. You know, they are currently like 25K followers. Like,
Now,
I found them at 2K followers. I reached out then. They told me they reserved their stuff, spot for certain big projects. That was like 3 to 4 weeks ago, but despite that, I felt odd because of that. But despite that, me want come out trenches now. So despite that, I kept simping. I did not leave their neck for that 3 days until their handler was like, because you are even persistent. Okay. I'm giving you slot to give your followers, then slot just for your own, give you a slot for your own hard work because he did not give up or anything. Then he went ahead to apologize that he did not mean to
insult.
Exactly. That was a project that actually have a reasonable this particular project. I'm not going to mention the name because they have not minted, so it won't be like I'm fording them, but I still have them in mind and they are going to zero. So
I hate projects.
I'm not going to mention the name of the project, so it won't be like I'm funding them. This project, when I reached out to them, see, if I reached out to a project, if they don't reply me at all, at least I'm okay with that. But this project told me that, Mio, I don't have the type of engagement that they are looking for. I think I was still at 2,500 followers then. And this project was 2K followers. A project that I have more followers than telling me that I did not have the kind of engagement they are looking for. I felt so insulted.
That is rubbish.
But at the end of the day, I was not so pained because I know they are going to zero. If I thought they are going to do it before, but now the market is not even good, they are going to zero. But I'm not going to mention their name, Sha. So that's that. So it's not... See... I tell people, my own people know me, Sha, those that are in my... Hello?
Yeah, me, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
All right, now, so, you mentioned, the projects, in the last project interaction I had. So, most times, the handler or Dave or whoever is in charge of the project, if they don't have good interaction with their people, it's always usually a red flag. I think we've all come to agreement with that.
Yeah.
Please, when the project goes to zeros, I beg, you go hear me, I beg, my laugh.
No, ma, I've already drafted for them because I'm so sure they are going to zero. I have a pre-drafted, so I'm still going to remind them. And I'm still going to go to their DM. Even though if they go to zero, they are still going to make money anyway. But see, I'm that petty. I'm very, very petty, actually.
Remain in tech. It's all right. It's cool. It's cool. So, like, thank you very much for coming here and sharing so much. All right, next time.
Sorry, I just remember I was saying something. I was talking about people that give out whitelists. If any influencer is doing whitelist giveaway, please always appreciate them. Those people that will come on that comment and start saying so many BS, like, it doesn't make any sense. Recently, now because of that old Twitter picker issue, I drafted a list of like people that I'm always seeing in my comment section. So I've been ticking them one by one. Like, I've been giving them whitelist, like, since, okay, these people, they're actually very, very active on my page. So when you see somebody giving,
it's not like they went to the project page and
they just say, give us a whitelist, and they, you know, there's a whitelist collab that I've seed off up today. If you knew what I did before I get that collab, but I said,
honestly, it's not easy.
Will not be, like, I firstly reached out to the project. I was aired. I reached out again. I was aired. So I have to, like, found their artist, like, the creator of the artwork that they are using.
Yeah.
It was not that one that I shall have started toasting, because that's what we call it. If you don't have to, see, that's, yeah, you don't have to toast. Yeah. You don't have to toast. You did a long thing. Like, first 2 to 3 days, I did not even talk about the project. I was just appreciating him. Oh, you are an amazing artist, blah, blah, blah. Toasting him, asking. He was on vacation every day. We asked, how is your vacation going? Hope you are spending much time with family. Family is very important, blah, 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 blah. Then after 3 days, I said, I think you are the, I did not know it was the artist of the project. You are the artist of this project. I said, no wonder I was so much in love in the project. Then I was like, come to think of it, what are you guys planning about the project? That was how Asha entered him. Then he was like, he's actually not part of the team handling the project. He's just an artist. I was okay. He's not saying I should reach out to you. But I said, I've already reached out. I got no answer. That can he put in word for me? Just imagine how many people that are already sending DM to that project to that are not getting reply. Yeah. But just because I approached him, and I said, okay, no problem. We reached out to them. And that was how they replied me immediately.
Wow.
So it's not easy. But most people just think that it's easy, or somebody is using them or something. It's okay for newbies to be like that. I understand. It's okay. But for those that are very reasonable and are ready to listen, if you see anybody doing whitelist giveaway or whatever, please just appreciate them.
Exactly. Appreciate the person.
You just appreciate them. And one thing about whitelist giveaways, you don't whitelist of 3 spots and
people enter, how do you want them to share the slots? Are they going to divide the 3 slots among you? It's not possible.
Exactly. If you win some, you lose some. Now become very salty. It doesn't work that way. You keep limiting your chances.
Yeah, that's you're wasting your kids. Because I remember, there are people, I know that there are some influencers, or let's say people that actually do giveaway, that like, okay, well, this person actually like has been being salty to me. You know, even if your name pop for Twitter picker, they go shuffle them again.
And now,
it's actually not fair. It's not fair when you're like, you're trying to help people and then people are not appreciating. To me, any method you decide
I did not mention this part. I can't remember the last time I granted, like, I think maybe February, and that February, it wasn't too much of a grinding. Most times,
I get my whitelist from DAOs, from holding certain projects.
Yes, most that's time. Very important. Having whitelist for a good project.
So if project, I'm doing, not so that any whitelist giveaway I'm doing, I already have the whitelist. So I'm not doing it for myself. I don't have to do it, actually. Any whitelist giveaway I'm doing, for me to be doing the whitelist giveaway, just so that I already have the whitelist.
Exactly.
But most, but it's okay, Sha. It's okay. But in this space, people should know that they can't do it alone in this space. You need people.
You need people. You need to have your people.
You cannot strive alone in this space. See this bear market now. That's why everything. All of us see the cruise. It's not because of any. It's because we have people we can talk to. I have my own guys. Others have their own guys. They talk to each other and everything. You cruise about the like this Luna, the craze that Luna did this morning now. That small pop and dub that he did this morning now. There's some of us that bought his, that C-Rec. We troll each other and laugh at each other. And when we try to cry together too, we cry together. So in this space, you cannot thrive alone. It's not possible. There's no way. Possible. Even all those big people, they have their own clique. All those so up and the likes. I remember one day they were talking about how, I think they have a gang of like four people or so. They were talking about how they started from a Twitter group. Just imagine. And all of them are big now. So you need people.
That's how it is. That's how it is. So all of them, I'm gonna thank MC and follow on Twitter. Edjo, follow on Twitter. I'll be saying it.
MC 9898.
I go tag on. Yo, she follow her. She's like, she's very, very good. She's part of like the OG Nigerians. All of them are the joint February, March. DS is August. I don't know where to the soap. So like, the takeoff from everything that is that MEC has said is, first off, appreciate the people that are doing this giveaway and helping you. It's not easy. Secondly, have friends, have your clique. All of you should discuss how these things are going to be. Thirdly, it's not easy. Most importantly, it's not easy. You guys should appreciate the good things that are happening for you. And again, thank you so much, Yemi, for coming here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, don't worry, this time it'll be in person. We go vibe.
No trouble. Money.
Sure now. 50 so for you. 50 so for you. Not so much.
As for you, so to invite me. No DM. That's all I want to hear.
Well, definitely, as it should be. Thank you so much for coming here, man.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right. I hope you all enjoyed the session with the MEC. And I hope it sounds very good because I know I've not done this in a while, a year plus. So, like, you all should please actually follow her. She is very good. And she has made all of the best calls I have seen, like, on Solana NFT space. In NFT space in general, she's one of the best there. So you guys should follow her up. And I hope you all learned from this. Drop your comments. Send your audios and whatever it is. I appreciate all that. And please don't forget to share for more people who want to learn from this or enjoy the vibes, whichever one. Oh, and also leave reviews. Thank you very much for making it this far. Thank you. And have a great day or night whenever you listen to this.